Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Republican businessman Chris Doty is a political newcomer running for governor in Massachusetts. But as WBUR's Anthony Brooks reports in this profile, Doty has been thinking about running for governor for a long time.
Chris Doty says that when Governor Charlie Baker decided not to seek another term, it opened up the race to a pragmatic businessman like him.
Not as a judicial activist or a social warrior, but just someone that likes to govern and manage well and to take care of the books. And all those skill sets just align with what I'm good at.
In fact, Doty has been waiting 35 years for this chance, according to his wife, Leslie.
When we were dating and our relationship turned serious, we knew we were going to get married. He said, "Hey, before you commit to this, I just want you to know the only political position I ever think is interesting or would like to do is be a governor."
So you knew this a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is the natural spot for me that I've been preparing for a lifetime.
I met Chris and Leslie Doty at their home in a neighborhood of large rolling lawns in Wrentham, not far from the Rhode Island border. If it were up to their neighbors, Doty would win easily, judging from all the Doty for Governor lawn signs along their street. But Doty faces big challenges to win a statewide election. First, he's relatively unknown. Second, his opponent, Jeff Deal, has more name recognition and the backing of former President Donald Trump, who remains popular with many Republican voters. And even if Doty wins the Republican nomination, he'd still have to get by Attorney General Maura Healey, who has big leads in both the polls and fundraising. Still, Doty has poured millions of dollars of his own money into his campaign and says he's certain he can win. Is it fair to say you're an optimist?
You're not the first person to ask me that.
He's a hopeless optimist.
Doty grew up in a big family in Los Angeles and tells a heartbreaking story that he says defines who he is today. When he was 16, his youngest brother, who was just two at the time, fell into a neighbor's swimming pool.
And he was in there, they say, for about 15, 20 minutes. And he became severely brain injured. And he died 15 years later at age 17, weighing no more than about 15 pounds. So my family went from the normal, healthy, functional family to the family in crisis.
Doty says that's when he learned the value of community, including his church and neighbors who were there to help.
There were people coming and going to take care of this little two-year-old boy, and my parents never asked what party do you belong to. It was, thank you for coming. And I was sort of on the receiving end of deep care and compassion from a community.
He says that care inspired him to give something back and eventually enter politics. Doty, who's 59 and a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, studied economics and government at Brigham Young University. After college, he did a two-year religious mission in Argentina when the country's socialist government faced an economic crisis, an experience that helped shape his politics.
I got to witness firsthand what happens when you go too far with sort of socialistic policies. Inflation was about 20% per month, and taxes were about 50%. You know, I met senior citizens where their entire life savings could not buy a loaf of bread after 3 years of that kind of inflation.
Doty went on to Harvard Business School and then into business. Today, he co-owns Capstan Atlantic in Wrentham, which makes parts for the auto industry and employs some 300 people.
He's who we need for the next governor.
Thank you all. Thank you.
This is a crowd that Doty needs to win over to become governor. They're moderate Republicans, unenrolled voters, even a Democrat or two who've gathered in Natick to hear him. Doty is pro-business, and his priorities include lowering taxes, streamlining regulations, and bringing more jobs to Massachusetts. And he says he can work with Beacon Hill Democrats and avoid the divisiveness that characterizes politics today.
And so I bring sort of a uniting view of the world. I'm not here to say bad things about other people or other parties. I'm here to say, let's fix things. Let's make Massachusetts the jewel of America.
Many in this crowd say Doty fits the mold of Governor Baker, a moderate Republican with a background in business. And they say a candidate like Jeff Deal, who's endorsed by Trump, is a poor fit for Massachusetts.
I'm of the opinion that Massachusetts is a blue state, and a Trump endorsement is not going to win here.
This is Patty Ciara, the chair of the Natick Republican Town Committee. She's hosting this event and backing Doty.
I like Charlie Baker, and I think he would be a good follow-up to Charlie because he's pragmatic, he's a moderate, fiscally conservative. He's just got all the qualities that I like in someone who should be governor.
While Doty supported Hillary Clinton in 2016, he says he liked President Trump's pro-business policies and voted for him in 2020. But he's critical of Deal for talking too much about divisive national concerns, like critical race theory, mask mandates, and other hot-button issues that have become staples of many Republican campaigns elsewhere. Here they are in a recent debate on WRKO Radio.
Every single one of us listening to this radio know that Jeff cannot win running as an Alabama Republican in the state of Massachusetts. It's already over. A vote for Jeff Deal is a vote for Maura Healey.
45 seconds to Jeff Deal.
Well, there's your loyal Republican coming in out of the blue and running for governor. And when you lose, you're going to be gone, I'm sure, again. So, look.
Recent polls show that Deal has a big lead among people likely to vote in the Republican primary. And longtime Republican consultant Eric Fernstrom says these days it would be hard for anyone who isn't fully aligned with Trump to win a GOP primary.
If they're not Trump enough, they lose their primary. So it might be easier to pass a camel through the eye of a needle than getting a moderate through a Republican primary.
But Doty says he can win both the primary and the general election by appealing to independents, the same formula used by Baker and past Republican governors. And ever the optimist, he says he isn't daunted by the polls.
You know, Nelson Mandela said, everybody will tell you it's impossible until you do it.
We'll find out soon enough. The Republican primary is just a month away. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.